This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.
I can conduct a valzer, but I cannot dance a valzer. Many years ago, my wife tried to convince me to, but then I was dancing on her feet. She said, "That's enough," and we stopped.
It's a good thing being able to dance the waltz wasn't in the job description when Italian conductor Riccardo Muti was asked to lead the Vienna Philharmonic in their traditional New Year's concert. It's been a long Philharmonic tradition at the New Year to present a program of lively and at the same time nostalgic music from the family of Johann Strauss and his contemporaries. He's conducted this historic event not once, but five times, and the 2018 performance has just been released on a 2-CD set filled with Viennese waltzes, polkas, and marches. Had Riccardo Muti followed his instincts when he was first asked to conduct this concert 25 years ago, you wouldn't be listening to this recording right now.
When I was asked in 1993 to do the first New Year's concert, for several weeks I said no, I refused to accept, because I thought this concert should be conducted by conductors that have the music of the Strauss family or Lanner or Suppé in their blood. But the president of the Vienna Philharmonic said to me, said, "From the way you conduct Schubert, that is the typical Viennese composer, we think, we, the musicians of the Vienna Philharmonic, that you are the right person to do this music."
Muti says there really is an art to conducting these waltzes.
The valzer is always in three, one, two, three, one, two, three. And the Viennese, joking, they say that the valzer, Viennese valzer, is one, two, and maybe three. You can try to imitate, but then becomes the caricature of what for the Viennese is so natural.
Riccardo Muti has been music director of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra since 2010, and he recently announced he's extended his contract through 2022. He says adding the New Year's Day concert into his busy schedule isn't easy. Every spare minute is spent preparing for this big event at the end of December. The first concert is on New Year's Eve, and then, Muti says, you may want to celebrate a little.
You cannot drink too much, just a glass of champagne, possibly of good quality, and then you go to bed at 1 o'clock, and the next morning at 8 o'clock you have to be ready, in good spirit, in good energy, because at 11 o'clock sharp the concert starts. We must not forget that this music has a nostalgia, a melancholy. We are near the end of an empire. And not only you feel this in the music of Bruckner, of the music of Mahler, but also before that in the music of the Strauss family, that something is going to disappear. And that is the most difficult part. Maybe this is one of the reasons why this music fits perfectly with the atmosphere of the first of January, because there is a hope for the future and there is a nostalgia for the past that is gone.
By the way, you can already sign up for tickets for next year's historic New Year's Day in Vienna concert when Christian Thielemann will make his debut conducting this festive event. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.